Welcome once again, music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with a tune that I heard at last week's jazz jam session over at Panama 66 here in San Diego. They played a tune by Hotep Idris Galita, familiar to Hartford, Connecticut audiences. He taught there for many years and was a sideman for the great Jackie McLean. So it was near and dear to my heart to hear that. I lived for 30 plus years in the Hartford, Connecticut area, and I love to hear this song, King Tut Strut. Thank you. Christopher Holliday, a San Diego icon on alto saxophone from his album Dialogue. We heard Kiss Me Right. It's a Horace Silver composition. This features Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums, along with the leader, Christopher Holliday, on alto saxophone. Before that, we heard from Hotep Galeta. We heard King Tut's Strut. And I found that as a single. No credits are listed on that, but I'm going to assume it's Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, perhaps Carl Allen on drums, and Nat Reeves on bass. We're going to continue on with an album that was on many people's top releases for 2021. It's by Jonathan Blake. Name of the album is Homeward Bound. We are going to hear a tune you may recognize. It's entitled Steppin' Out. And I recall it as somewhat of a prog rock tune from back in the 70s by Joe Jackson. Let's listen to Jonathan Blake's version right here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joshua Redman from the album Still Dreamin', we heard New Year's, and I played that for the new year, which is just a week or so old at this point. Still Dreamin' features the music of Joshua Redman's father, Dewey Redman. It's actually not his tunes. It's to be played in the style of Dewey Redman and his years with Ornette Coleman. The album features Joshua Redman on tenor sax, Ron Miles on trumpet, Scott Colley on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. Before that, the Far Out piece that you just heard was from Steph Richards and Joshua White. Steph Richards plays the clarinet, and she often plays through water, which is that unique sound that you heard. Joshua White, of course, a great piano player here from the San Diego area where I produce this podcast. And we started out that set with Jonathan Blake from the critically acclaimed album from 2021, Homeward Bound. We heard Steppin' Out, and that one features alto sax player Emmanuel Wilkins, keyboardist David Varelis, vibraphonist Joel Ross, and Desron Douglas on bass. We're going to continue on with a guitarist that's going to be featured in a upcoming concert series here in San Diego. The name of the artist, Oscar Pena, and this is from an album entitled Music of Departures and Returns, a 2014 release. Oscar Pena is one of four concerts that will be held at the La Jolla Athenaeum of Music and Arts. You can Google the venue for all the information on that one. So let's listen to Oscar Pena and Rain. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Sammy Figueroa and his Latin Jazz Explosion. From the album The Magician, a 2007 release, we heard his take on Miles Davis's Seven Steps to Heaven. Sammy Figueroa played in Miles Davis's band sometime in the 80s, and that's a very interesting Latin-inspired Seven Steps to Heaven. That'll bring us near the end of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We're going to finish things out with Chick Corea, who sadly passed away last year. He will certainly be missed. I miss him already. This is one of his classic tunes from the original Return to Forever album, and this is the title track. Thanks for listening, folks. Thank you.
Thank you.